It's an emergency busting loose baseball after C.J. Abrams was stunningly sent to the minor leagues on Saturday afternoon for a behavioral punishment. You'll hear from Davey Martinez, and we've got thoughts. Let's get to it. Busting Loose Baseball starts now.
Busting Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
This is Bustin' Loose Baseball, episode 151, an emergency pod, because none of us saw this coming. C.J. Abrams sent to the minor leagues, optioned down to the minors at a point where the minor league season is ending. The final game for the Nationals AAA affiliate Rochester is actually tomorrow, so he's not even being sent down to play. He is going to West Palm Beach to basically hang out and work out with a bunch of other minor leaguers that are going to stay in shape in case the Nats need reinforcements in their final week of the season. The reasoning, we can get into all the specifics, Toby, but the reasoning is that he got in trouble with the front office. There was a tweet by somebody in Chicago saying that he was seen leaving the casino at 8 in the morning before a 1 o'clock local time game on Friday. And obviously, Mike Rizzo investigated whether it was talking directly to CJ or however they needed to dig in to find out what happened. They deemed that he was out all night long into basically the time where you would go straight over to the ballpark, and they sent him to the minor leagues.
Yeah, it's completely unacceptable. And it's something that, you know, last year we saw Luis Garcia get sent down earlier in the month, but around a similar sort of idea, right? Just an immature player, and you cannot have that sort of thing. And it's been such a roller coaster ride for CJ this year, where he had an all-star first half, he struggled in the second half, he comes back, and then you got this. Like, it's so disappointing. It's one of those things, Grant, where, you know, I know a lot of fans are going to be frustrated with this, whether they don't like the decision or they're going to be frustrated with CJ. And it's one of those things, like, I've always felt like he works hard, so I don't feel like it's something where he doesn't have the work ethic and he's getting to the ballpark and doing what he needs to. But when you do this sort of stuff, you get in your own way with that. Like, how good is it if you're going to put in the work, but you're not getting the rest that's necessary? It's just, it's unacceptable behavior, and it's one of those things that if you're frustrated with the organization, I think you're in the wrong here, because I think they needed to send a message, especially for a young clubhouse. And, you know, it seems like James Wood is a good guy that understands that he can't be doing that sort of stuff. Dylan Cruz, the same sort of thing. But you have to send a message that if they were to think that this was a good idea to spend, you know, a night out at the casino or doing whatever till 8 a.m. before a day game, it's completely unacceptable. And they're sending a message not only to CJ, which hopefully he understands that and he gets the message, but to the entire baseball team and the entire organization of guys coming up. You cannot be doing this. You have to conduct yourself as a professional. And I think it's a good thing that they're doing this.
So I got a text from someone over there who's got a pretty good feel for what it's like in the clubhouse. And the gist I got was, first of all, players were floored. They were shocked. And also that guys were pretty shaken up and just surprised. But I think that's the goal here if you're Mike Rizzo. And I'll use Rizzo's name more than the Nationals, because to me, this really feels like a Mike Rizzo move. This is Sean Kelly throwing his glove and hat or whatever it was, and, you know, getting DFA'd. This is, as you said, Luis Garcia being out of shape and not putting in the professional day-to-day work that he's supposed to and getting sent to the minors 12 months ago in September. That has this feel to it. This feels like it was Mike Rizzo saying, I won't tolerate that. Now, the lead here is C.J. Abrams, so that's where we should stay. But I do want to say, number one, that I categorically don't have any issue with them sending him down, as much as I love CJ. And, you know, for a couple of years, I've been a CJ Abrams guy. I am a big, big proponent and believer of the skill set. I still think there's a chance there's a superstar in there. But this is a crossroads moment for him. And beyond just not having an issue with what they did, I actually support it. I'd applaud it. I think in a lot of ways, whether it's, you know, with the media now, as I'm sure he's going to be upset with some of the coverage today, you know, more importantly, baseball. Like, he's going to have to decide, how do I want to go forward here? was this on me? Did I make a mistake? I'm going to own up to it. I'm going to change my ways. I'm going to kick some ass and end up being a superstar player who doesn't just have two incredible months, but ends up being one of the best shortstops in baseball, which is the skill set he's got. Or are you going to, you know, be a year-to-year type guy in your, after this lengthy stay in Washington? Are you going to go get $150 million, you know, $200 million extension and be a real stud? You got to decide what you want to be. But on the other side of this, and this is, you know, just my own nerdy thing as someone who's, you know, used to be a beat reporter and feels like I'm, you know, moonlight sometimes as a journalist, even though I'm mostly now just give my opinion. I hate the bit of people outing players when they see them in public doing something. I think it's bad for business. I think it's bad for everyone. I have no real respect for it, just as an aside. I won't even give credit to, you know, the person that had it, but there was essentially someone that came out and said, source, CJ Abrams was at Bally's Casino in the Loop until 8 a.m, perhaps fade him on the books. And I've even seen where whoever that was, I don't know the person at all, they might be a great guy, they're like taking pride in, you know, I'm Jeff Passan, breaking the story, taking a victory lap. Now that he's been sent down. Like, the whole thing's embarrassing to me in that regard. And my opinion on that doesn't change. Like, I am completely out on whatever form of, that's not journalism, but like tweeting that is. Having said that, it became public. It became something that was out there. If you're Mike Rizzo in the Nationals, if you're Davey, you've got to click on it. You got to say, hey, is this true? Like, what the hell, man? I mean, even if you know that a guy likes to get after it a little bit, and I don't know the specifics on Abrams, but if he's 23, he's young, he's resilient, you know, if you know you've got a player who parties or likes to go out, there's a big difference between going out after a game for a couple hours for a couple of pops and not coming back in till late. And at that point, Toby, you know, I don't know the deal. I guess you could go get a nap or whatever, but I mean, players normally get to games, like day games. We're talking about it like, you know, for a 1 o'clock local start, guys are getting in early in the 9 o'clock hour. So you're at a point where you might just be going straight from wherever you were to the ballpark. And we don't know all the specifics. And I guess we have to throw in allegedly and all this stuff, but they sent him down for a reason after they investigated this. So it's just not a good look overall. But I think this is a message being sent by the Nationals in a young clubhouse, both to Abrams to say, dude, you got a chance to really be great. Do you want to be or not? And to the rest of this clubhouse, Toby, I think that's almost as important because he's the 23-year-old veteran, face of the franchise, essentially. There's really not a big time. Like, who's going to grab him by the collar and say, what the heck are you doing, man? You can't do that. He's the guy that's supposed to be doing that, theoretically, in this lineup right now. You can tell me, like, Ildemaro Vargas, and with international guys, I think there's some of that with him. But, like, he's not going to, you know, him and CJ have a good relationship, and maybe he could be that guy to an extent. But when that guy is a bench bat, it's just different. Hopefully this is a wake-up call to the learners that they got to spend a little bit of money to get a veteran in this clubhouse to help run things a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, and it's disappointing because, you know, when we were down in spring training, they were talking about how CJ had increased his leadership abilities and he had been a quiet leader and improved in his voice in the clubhouse. And it felt like he had been someone that the guys could depend on for the first half of the season. And yeah, he struggled some, but it still felt like he was someone that was important. But this clearly isn't, you know, a one-time thing, it feels like, Grant. Like, I you know, if it's a one-time deal, and yeah, it's a little more public because someone tweeted it out, then maybe that would have been the case. But this feels like something where they needed to send a message, and it's almost one of those things where it's almost a parental sort of message, Grant, where it's not even necessarily that, like, you know, you're incredibly frustrated by the action and everything. It's one of those you're disappointed because the potential is there. It's one of those things where you got to get him to realize that he's got so much potential and he can be great that you need him to lock in and be able to reach that potential. And so, you know, I feel like he's put in the work all season long and he's done the things necessary, but you got to get out of your own way with this off the field stuff. And, you know, thankfully it's nothing that's illegal. It's nothing that it has him in trouble with the law. So, you know, it's something that he can come back from and you feel good about that. But it's really disappointing that you have something like this and you have to send the message to a clubhouse, because you're right. I mean, in most clubhouses, you know, you have a Bryce Harper or a Pete Alonso or, you know, one of these older guys, maybe Paul Goldschmidt in a Cardinals locker room. Think of some older wily vet that can grab a guy and say, hey man, we saw this report, figure it out, and you can kind of fix it. To your point, who's doing that in the Nats clubhouse? James Wood's not doing that. Dylan Cruz, I don't think, is doing that. And even if they do, I don't know that they're in a spot to do that right now. So it's kind of up to Davey, and, I mean, is Patrick Corbin going to do that? I just don't think there is somebody. And so when you have one of your young leaders doing something like that, it's just unacceptable. He can't have that sort of behavior. Thankfully, it's something that hopefully he can come back from, and it's, you know, a message that gets sent and he can learn from, because we saw this with Luis Garcia last year with not this same sort of issue, but more so not taking care of your body. And
well, to that point, Tobes on Garcia, I got the quote in front of me from last year when Rizzo was on 106.7 The Fan with the Junkies after he sent him down, and he basically lit into him, right? This was September 6th, 2023. He said it was a preparation assignment. We wanted him to go down there and learn a routine, learn how to prepare for each and every game in the big leagues. He went down there and has really tightened up his time in the weight room, batting cage, video room. He's really gotten himself in great shape. He's lost several pounds, which was one of the things we wanted him to work on when he got down there. We'll see him soon in the big leagues playing second base for us every day. And to your point, he's had a career year and may end up being the Nats Player of the Year when they tabulate all the media votes. You know, we'll see what happens there. But he obviously understood the assignment. Like, he didn't take it as a slap in the face. He kind of took it as a love tap. He said, look, okay, I got one more shot. I can't screw it up. And it's very different, right? Because that, to me, is like professional malpractice. Like, please just take your life line in the big leagues. Your livelihood is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, take seriously.
You know, yeah. Just work out. You know, I'm fat. I eat chicken tenders. Like, I can be fat and do radio, although I probably with kids should not be as fat, which we could talk about another time if you want to, but now's not the right time. But like, there's no excuse for that when you're a big league baseball player. That is your livelihood, so to speak. And I say that to say, like with CJ, similarly, you're going to take this one of two ways. You're going to Luis Garcia this thing and come back better on the other side and be ultra motivated in February. Or you're going to, you know, you got wronged. You're the victim. Screw the team. They don't understand. The media is the bad guy. Like, we're going to see what kind of process he implements now moving forward. Right. So I'm very, very curious about that. But I'll say this. I've always loved CJ Abrams, and that did not change today or this week. Like, he is a blast to watch. I love his swag. You use the word aura a lot with Dylan Cruz. I love the way he, you know, will pimp a home run and just the vibes he brings to the team. He's a really, really fun young player. I will tell you that just from a sheer performance standpoint, he was coming out of his slump. He was hitting 420 with an 1120 ops in the last week, and he had really started to see the baseball better. He had a four-hit game in there. So I think anybody who thinks that that was part of it is just wrong. And in fact, Davey Martinez essentially ended, I think, that thought altogether in his post-game or pre-game press conference. This is what Davey Martinez told the media about the CJ Abrams decision.
Apparently, you know, as you all know, we optioned CJ down today. And I just want it to be known, it wasn't performance-based. You know, it's an internal issue. I'm not going to give specifics or talk about specifics because of I need to keep these guys and everything, you know, on the down low. I mean, I got other guys out there that I want to support. I'm going to support CJ. He's a big part of our Nats family, and he will be. But at this point, it's, you know, this, for me, it's the right thing to do. So with that being said, you know, I had conversations with CJ yesterday. We talked for a while. And like I said, for right now, it was the right thing to do. So, and that's all I really want to say about it. You know, he's going to be missed, you know, as we all know. But it has nothing to do with his performance. I mean, the kid was a 20-30 guy. So I know he struggled a little bit, but so does every young player. But he was doing well.
How did he handle it?
He was okay. I mean, we had our moments. I mean, you know, we sat here and we weeped together. But as I always say, you know, for me, it's about taking care of the person first and not the player. And I'm going to do everything I can to help him. So, I love the kid. He's a good kid. He's going to be back.
That kind of decision, I'm sure you weigh it heavily about how he will respond to it and whether he responds with the right way or the wrong way. What about you tells you that he will take this and become better for it.
I assure you that he'll be better. He will be. I mean, we talked a long time yesterday and last night, you know, before we made any decisions. And you know, I know that he wants to be here. He expressed that very much. You know, he says, you know, he's going to miss his teammates. But like I said, you know, without getting into any details, this to me was the right thing to do.
When you mentioned the other guys in the clubhouse, what is the message that you delivered to the team on something like this?
Yeah, you know, I haven't talked to them yet. We'll have a little meeting later on. But, you know, like I said, I'm more, as you guys know me, you know, I'm more concerned about the person, the people, you know, and I'm going to do everything I can, not just to help them on the field, but off the field as well. You know, we're going to handle this very professionally, but internally.
Was this a one-time thing? Was this a culmination of multiple things? Or was this just like
no, like I said, I'm not going to get into any details.
Yeah. Just logistically, because there's only one game left in Rochester's season, does he go there? Does he go home?
No, he's going to D.C., and then from there, we're sending him to Florida. You know, he's got to go to Florida and continue to work out there, and we got a bunch of guys leaving there tomorrow, so he'll work out down there.
So, like, guys that stay ready in case you need to bring someone back.
Yeah, I mean, so I wanted him to continue to go to practice and play, and he agreed to go to Florida.
How tough is it for you just knowing you developed a relationship with CJ? You've got to know him. I guess how tough is it for you just to have
a decision with this? My emotions were all over the map, you know, yesterday. And today, you come even come back in this office knowing that we sat here. It was tough. It was tough. But like I said, this is. I'm hoping that he understands and that he becomes a better person and understands what his job means here for us, you know, the Nats family. So, we're gonna get it right, and he's gonna help us win games.
You said he's going to Florida now. Does this impact his off-season program? Will he stay?
No, he'll stay. He'll go there just, you know, till the end of the season, just like the rest of the guys will. And then, he'll start his off-season program.
And I thought that was important for them to do that, Toby, because had they have kept it super vague, then you kind of miss your chance to say that this is, in fact, to send the message, right, that this is, in fact, about off-field stuff. Now, you don't have to embarrass him. You don't have to say he was out all night. You don't have to confirm any report. But anybody who has done 3 seconds of research on this will find out why you're upset with him and connect the dots pretty easily.
Yeah, I mean, he's started to play well, and if it were a performance issue, then you would have moved on from other players. So it's clearly not the case there, and I have no issue with them doing this. And I think it's one of those things where, you know, CJ's probably feeling it in the second half. He's frustrated. He hasn't had the same sort of second half that he had in the first half, and he's, you know, probably going through some things where it's a long season, and he felt like he needed a release, whether it's, you know, just tonight, or he's found something where he can just kind of let loose and get away from baseball. The key is, though, you have to find a way to do it in a mature way where you're not out to 8 a.m. There's no issue with him going out and hanging out and doing whatever until even 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. or something like that, Grant. Like, you know, with a day game, maybe they have, I don't know what their curfew is. I don't know what their stipulations are, but there's no problem with the going out and being an adult and, you know, a nice city like Chicago and doing some things. Do whatever. Like, that's fine, but you can't do it to an irresponsible time. And the message that they're sending here, Grant, is, you know, this is a ball club right now that's playing for nothing. That's fine. You know, if you go out and do that and you go 0-3 the next day, it ultimately isn't going to matter. What happens if next year you're in a pennant race and you're out till 8 a.m. and you're in a ball game that could decide the fate of your season and you go 0-3 that day with 3 strikeouts? That's what they're trying to tell people is, you know, right now, whatever. Your results really don't matter that much. But when this thing matters, which is hopefully as early as next season, you cannot have that. So you have to create those professional habits. And it sucks that a player of his stature and, you know, as important to the franchise as he is, he's the one that gets made an example of, but he's also the one making the mistake like this. And, you know, hopefully this is something that teaches him and the rest of the guys in the organization that this isn't acceptable. And, you know, they're clearly sending a message here. It's disappointing because there are other ways that if CJ's frustrated, he could have, you know, gone about talking to Davey and maybe talking to Rizzo, and they could have found ways to, you know, help him along so that he's, you know, if he needs a little bit of a break or something. But at the same point, you know, when you do something like this and it gets publicized, like I agree with you, it kind of sucks when someone goes out there and publishes someone else's business like that online. But now that it's public, they kind of need to make a message and tell everyone in the organization this isn't acceptable. And it starts with CJ as well. And that's what they're doing. And hopefully the guys get the message.
Totally. And I would just add this, though, too. You talked about what if this were to happen when they're in a playoff push, which is a fine point. I would even say it's not even that complicated. I think for them to get where they want to go, they need CJ Abrams to be exceptional, right? This season has to be kind of the floor moving forward. They could do really well if they spend some smart money and James Wood becomes a superstar and Dylan Cruz is a really good player. If CJ Abrams annually is just a guy who hits 250 with a 750 OPS with 20 homers and 30 steals, you could do a lot worse than that, okay? That's a fine baseball player. But they have a legit shot with CJ Abrams to have a perennial all-star who is better than that. 25 homers, 50 steals, right? Like 25 homers, 45 steals, and a 265 or 270 average, and an 800 OPS. And I think this is just more about, really, like you said, it is a message sent to the other players. But I think this is a direct line to CJ. You're now 23. You're young, but you're not a kid. This is 380 games, about 1,500 at-bats into your big league career. You've been in the big leagues off and on for now three seasons, right? What do you want to be? How seriously do you want to take this thing? Now, I don't know, and I'm not alleging anything. This is not like informed speculation, okay? But it would seem to me a little bit surprising, although still understandable, if they did this after this one incident today, and they never had had any kind of other issues with, like, behind the scenes or any kind of nerves about off the field, you know, going out late type stuff. It is possible, I guess, that he's normally in before midnight every single night, and this is the first time they've ever heard anything like this, and they just wanted to send a message. I would feel worse for CJ, frankly, if that was the case. But my guess is, when something like this happens, there's a lot of thought that goes into it. And there's normally a straw that breaks the back situation. And I just think this is a, like, Mackenzie Gore is going to have to be really good for this team realistically to be competing for the playoffs in a year or two. CJ Abrams is another guy, a guy I'd say the same thing about. And I don't even know if it's as complicated as, like, what if this were to happen again, when, .. No. How do we make sure that CJ Abrams comes in April ready to have the best year of his career, and some of the things, those like immature type things that they want to rip out of his game, are gone? And I think they just decided, you know what, we got a week of the season left. We got a golden opportunity here to send the message we want to send very loudly. Let's do that. And I'll be redundant here, but this podcast, if we haven't named it already, you know, should be that the CJ Abrams is at a crossroads. Was it Bone Thugs and Harmony, I think, who had Crossroads, the great song? Like, to me, we're about to find out, like, if this is a motivator or if this is CJ Abrams decides to get upset about how they treated him here.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where we've talked about with Luis Garcia. I know we keep referencing that, but they've talked about how they had a meeting with both of those guys together, and it was kind of like, all right, you're going to have to grow up, and they'd kind of held each other accountable a little bit. And, you know, for a lot of the season, it felt like it was going a lot better, and both guys seemed to be taking some strides, and, you know, it seems like a little bit of a slip-up here, and hopefully it's something that gets through to CJ. You're right. It is a crossroads, and hopefully it's not something that turns him off of the organization and he comes back and mopes and those things. But he's had these sort of meetings before, maybe not to this extent where he gets demoted, because last year, remember, it wasn't just Luis Garcia that was under the microscope. CJ responded to the meeting last year, and that's why he stayed in the big leagues. Luis Garcia did not respond, and he gets sent down. So, you know, this year he ultimately gets the demotion. Hopefully it's something that wakes him up, and also it's just protecting him, right? It's one of those things, just making sure you don't end up in trouble. Like, if going out to the casino at 8 a.m. and staying there is the worst thing that happens for CJ Abrams' career, and he comes back and ends up being a fantastic ball player, then that's not a big deal. We'll come back and look at it as okay. But you're ultimately keeping him away from some of the bad things that can happen when you do those sorts of things. And, you know, it's obviously not professional as a ball player to do that as well. So it's a clear message to the guys, and I think that CJ is going to respond hopefully well, and he's done it before, and hopefully he comes back next year and is even better for it. But like, you know, you tweeted it out. It's so clearly a message for them that he's not even going to go down and play baseball. He's just going to go down and hang out in West Palm Beach and stay ready. And it's just, it's disappointing. I think
they just ended his season. You know, they basically were like, you're off the team, man.
It's disappointing.
It's not like, yeah, you can't just send him to the minors to play games, Tobes. He's just, he will be lifting weights in West Palm where we go to spring training and interview him, like for a week. And then he just goes and does whatever he was going to do in the offseason.
Well, and I'm curious, too, how this is going to affect, you know, selfishly for us, his relationship with the media. If he's going to talk to us, and, you know, he was already kind of short answers. And I'm curious to see how that affects him. To be frank, though, I don't, that doesn't matter. It needs to be about his performance on the field. And when he comes back, hopefully it's something that motivates him, because this is a crossroads. And, you know, this is why having some guys behind him, we talked about this briefly on the last pod, talking about a Seaver King and some of these guys, you know, if he doesn't respond well, I don't even want to go down that road, but if he doesn't, you're going to have an answer coming down the road. So it's just the number one word I'd use. It's like, it's not even, I'm not mad. I'm not, it's just, it's disappointing, Grant. It's just really disappointing. And, you know, I'm thankful in a lot of ways that it isn't something where you're talking another scandal with him. I'm glad that it's something that is fixable. It's not illegal. It's things that you can deal with internally. And I'm thankful that it's at least that, but it's disappointing that this is something at this point in the year that you're dealing with, because frankly, if you wanted to go out and hang out at the casino until 8 a.m., wait until October when you're not playing baseball. Go do that on your own time.
Yeah, you're 10 days away from having your nights to do whatever you'd like. All right, we wanted to get something out with everybody hearing about this afternoon, just to give you our thoughts. We'll get a normal podcast out end of the weekend. But breaking and important to do the emergency pod, because he's the face of the franchise in a lot of ways. I mean, he is the veteran in that lineup. He was the all-star this year. It's him, James Wood, Dylan Cruz moving forward, who are going to be responsible for elevating this lineup, this team, in the years ahead. Thanks for listening to Bustin' Loose Baseball. We'll be back in just a couple of days.